I wouldn't say there was nerves, but it was the first time we all got back out here and working together. It was kind of exciting for all of us to be able to come out here in front of the fans who all showed up today and, you know, brought great energy. But I think it was just kind of an acclimation period. You're just getting out here for the first time, running around full speed, going against an actual defense. So I wouldn't say there was nerves, but I just think people were kind of excited to get out there.
Vance referenced that Trevor's a little more conservative than you are. Does that explain the shirt you're wearing with the sleeves cut off and his not even touched by it?
Well, I was always at Memphis. The coach said, "Son, you know, trees don't grow in the shade, so you got to let them be out there. You got to let them grow a little bit." So I'm trying to let my trees grow a little bit. So no, I've always cut the sleeves off of my shirts, wearing them under my pads and whatnot.
Just going to the gun show?
Yeah, I'm trying to let him grow, get a nice tan, because I know the season's long. In the winter, I can't tan that much, so I just got to get all now.
Paxton, how different was today compared to where you were last year, just in terms of your feeling going out onto the field?
Honestly, it feels night and day. I feel way more comfortable out there with those guys. I can kind of be myself a little bit more. Last year, I just felt like I was kind of tiptoeing away, trying to learn things and figure everything out at once instead of just sitting back and getting a plan and kind of sticking to it. But now I think I've gotten a little bit more comfortable, and I've kind of found a regimen to stick to and a plan to stick to, and it's worked pretty well. And I feel like through OTAs and even through the first day, I've just continually got better every day.
What was it like to jump right into red zone work today?
It's kind of tough with those guys. Obviously, we got a good defense over there, and when you get down there to the red zone, you're going to have to take some chances with the ball and throw it into some tight areas. But I think Coach Joseph did a good job at letting everybody kind of get their feet underneath them and not have them running all over the field and just keeping us down there in the red zone.
You came in with Devontae, and now he's going to need the surgery. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I hadn't heard a lot about it. I just know when we came out here to do our test yesterday, Book was in here. I talked to him a little bit in the locker room before we came out here, and I just knew that I think it was his wrist that was hurt. But, you know, he's a good player, obviously, and he's going to work hard to get back. You know, I don't know the details on it, obviously, but I know he's a good player, and we need him.
It seemed like Vance tried to take the pressure of a competition off you guys in the spring, but now that you're here and the preseason games are just around the corner, does it feel like the clock is kind of ticking and the pressure amped up?
Yeah, it definitely feels like you're getting closer to the season. Obviously, you get into training camp, and, you know, that's when you start making your roster cuts and you start actually playing preseason games. You get a chance to run around a little bit and see how you perform against actual defense. So I think that me and Trevor have kind of competed the whole way. It's always been a competition between us, pushing each other up until this point. And I think that, you know, you kind of got to just view it the same way. You just got to kind of worry about yourself to make the team better. You worry about yourself, you make yourself better, you make the guys around you better. So that's kind of how I'm viewing it.
How does having all former quarterbacks, McCoy, Musgrave, Vance, how does that help you?
It's great, honestly, because they push you to be the best guy you can be, but they also kind of understand where you're coming from, how you see things, and they got, you know, a lot of good advice for you. If you were to mess something up, you got those guys who are a lot smarter and a lot wiser than you, at least at this age, kind of helping you through it and coaching you through it. And it makes it a lot easier, especially having a guy like Coach Musgrave, who you're around a lot. He's kind of a little bit more laid back and kind of coaching you a little bit more instead of, you know, getting on you and getting into you.
Have you visualized taking the first snap Monday night, September 11th? Los Angeles.
Oh, man, I visualize a lot of things having to do with my football career, but I'm just worried about right now and trying to make this team better and make myself better, and whatever happens on Monday night, I'm be ready for it.
So is that a yes?
I visualize Monday night, I visualize Super Bowl, I visualize all that stuff, so you could say that's a yes.
But what would it mean for you to earn it and to win it? What would it mean?
It would feel good, obviously. You compete against somebody, and then you get the chance to go out there and be a professional quarterback starter in the NFL. So that's what I think most of these guys dream of, you know, not being a quarterback, but, you know, being a starter in the league since you're a little kid. And that's definitely, when I was a little kid out in the front yard throwing the football to myself, that's what, you know, you vision yourself fourth down for the Super Bowl. And, you know, that's what you want to do when you get that opportunity.
You hit CJ on a pass today. He's got some experience in this offense. So how much has he kind of helped you along in learning this scheme?
A lot. CJ's basically another quarterback out there on the field. Like you said, he's kind of been in this offense before. So whenever you kind of need help or talk something through, CJ's always there to help you. But I know a lot of these guys are the same way. And we all do a good job, I think, at communicating with each other, the quarterbacks to quarterbacks and the quarterbacks to the receivers, running backs, and O-linemen too.
Would you compare this year's offensive scheme to last year's offensive scheme? Your comfort level?
I would say I'm a lot more comfortable in this scheme. Just because, not just because of the scheme, but because I've had a year to get an NFL playbook and kind of learn some plays. And I've kind of learned when you get to the league, a lot of stuff is rollover, a lot of the same terminology. But having the ability to come out here and getting the shotgun is something that I'm way more used to than getting under center and doing that. But I think that's something that I've gotten a lot better at, taking more reps at it.
Paxton, realistically, how long do you think it will take for one quarterback to separate themselves?
I'm not sure. I think that's obviously ultimately up to the coaches, and you know the coaches are paid to evaluate players and make the big time decisions on who plays and who doesn't. So like I said, I'm just out here focusing on making these guys around me better and making myself better day in and day out.
Today you had a lot to celebrate in the red zone. You certainly wear your emotions on your sleeve. Do you like the way your teammates respond to your energy?
Yeah, I mean, I've just always been a guy who, you know, you get excited because you're playing football every day. I know there's a lot of people who'd want to be out here doing this day in and day out. But I like to go out there and have fun and show people that I'm having fun and get guys around me to have fun. So I've always just been taught to go celebrate with your teammates. Don't be, you know, the guy in the end zone by yourself and all your teammates trying to celebrate with you and you're doing some crazy stuff. But I just, you know, like celebrating with the guys around me because, you know, they help me succeed.
Okay, thanks, Paxton.
Yep. Thanks, Paxton. No problem.